The Department of Natural Resources had told a homeowners association which had narrow access to Green Lake to reduce the size of its pier. The structure in recent years had grown to 249 feet long with 22 boat slips. State Supreme Court Justice Patrick Crooks wrote the decision upholding the department's action. Crooks said the DNR had evidence the large pier created a safety hazard and harmed aquatic life. The Wisconsin Association of Lakes had filed a court brief backing the DNR. Association Executive Director Peter Murray says the court ruling is important for other users of lakes.
Because science has shown that large piers do damage the lake. Now, Green Lake is a very large lake, and it's pretty healthy. But if everybody could do this on all lakes, then pretty soon all we'd have is structures on lakes. And the neighbors next door who have small piers with the right amount of boat slips to let them navigate on the lake, according to the riparian rights that are guaranteed in this by the state, would suffer.
Murray contends the court ruling won't hurt lakefront development, but will encourage smart development that protects access and lake quality. However, a member of the homeowners association that lost the case says he and others will take a financial hit because the group is cutting the number of boat slips in half and only allowing use on a rotating basis of about every other year. 84-year-old Michael Orth says it may be hard to find a willing buyer of his home.
If you're looking for a lake frontage and you want to be on water every year, you know, I say, hey, I can't be on water every year. I won't pay the price or I won't buy your property.
Three court justices in yesterday's decision did write a separate opinion raising concerns about property owners' rights and the DNR's power. But the court declined to rule on whether the pier reduction was an illegal taking of private land. The lawyer for the homeowners group calls that a missed opportunity. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.